Like so many words in our vocabulary, the word love has lost its true meaning, that is, if it ever had one, other than the current sexual connotations that are attached to it. There are several types and words for love in the Greek language. Storge is nurture love, the love of a mother for her child. Then there's the love of friendship, phileo. Then there's sexual love, eros. And finally, agape, the self-giving love, the love of choice. Phileo and agape are beautifully illustrated in the dialogue between Peter and Jesus at the point where Jesus restores Peter in John 21, from verse 15 on. Jesus starts the conversation. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these things? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Take care of my lambs. Jesus asked him a second time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter, yes, Lord, you must surely know that I love you. Jesus, shepherd my sheep. For the third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter was hurt because he asked him the same question a third time. Do you love me? Simon, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Love is used throughout this dialogue, but they were using different terms, and Peter was missing Jesus. Peter was using the friendship word for love. Lord, you know I think you're a great guy. You know I phileo you. Jesus, on the other hand, was using agape, the love of choice that lays down its life. The self-giving love that asks nothing in return, but continues to love no matter what comes back to it, be it good, bad or ugly. So Jesus asks the question of Peter, Simon, son of John, do you agape me more than these other things? Do you love me in a way in which you choose to give up everything else, even your life, to put me first, to follow me and do as I'm asking you? He then proceeds to tell Peter how he will end his days, from verse 18 onwards. I tell you the truth, when you were younger, you would dress yourself and go wherever you please. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands and someone else will dress you and take you to a place you don't want to go. Jesus said all this to indicate the kind of death which Peter would glorify God. After this conversation, Jesus said, follow me. Sooner or later, if you mean business with God, he will come to you with the question, do you love this more than you love me? As he transforms us and conforms us to the image of Jesus, our love too is transformed and we no longer seek to possess that which we say we love. Did you know that our natural love seeks to acquire and, having acquired, to possess and finally to control that which it says it loves? Natural love, as we understand it, the one we talk about all the time, I have to inconveniently enlighten you, is eros. It is self-centred, self-consuming, a love that must possess that which it loves. If you don't believe me, if you're not convinced, get before God and ask him to show you, preferably from your own life. And oops-a-daisy, mind the gap there, dear.